A vacant lot across College Avenue from the existing convention center cleared a legal hurdle Friday morning, winning approval by a 3-0 vote to become the future home of an expanded facility. Convention Center Authority Director Talisha Kopic says the vote is a relief, but just the beginning of a longer process.
It's been years of looking for opportunity to be able to expand the convention center. The demand is there. We can see it, and we're starting to see a light at the end of the rainbow.
Friday's vote allocates almost $2 million a year in innkeeper's tax revenue to buying the land, but does not collect the cash necessary to build on the site. Still, Commissioner's President Pat Stouffer says he believes it's the best use of revenue from the levy.
I suppose there's a body of thought that says you could just take the innkeeper's tax and throw it in the general fund as an unrestricted flow of revenue. On the other hand, taking that money and applying it to something that's rationally related to the collection of it makes sense. Certainly, it makes sense to me.
The purchase of 4 acres of land is estimated to cost about $5.3 million. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.